Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Kathy Simmons on antimicrobials and animal agriculture in just a moment. Introducing the new Indigo Ag Marketplace at IndigoAgMarketplace.com. IndigoAgMarketplace.com is where growers can command higher prices for their grain. Every day, buyers place bids at IndigoAgMarketplace.com, often above local market rates. When growers sell direct to buyers, growers can make more money. Check out IndigoAgMarketplace.com and register at no obligation to you. As a special offer, growers who register this month will get absolutely free grain quality testing. The details are at IndigoAgMarketplace.com, where growers list their grain for sale and can make more money. There's no obligation and we'll test your grain for free. Take a look at IndigoAgMarketplace.com, learn how you can raise profits on the grain you're already growing, and get your free grain quality testing kit sent to you. Brought to you by Indigo Ag, the company Successful Farming says will substantially improve the economics of farming. Policymakers, as well as the scientific community, have had lots of conversation about the appropriate role of antibiotics, antimicrobials, with animal agriculture. Dr. Kathy Simmons, Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says her group and others have been promoting strongly the proper stewardship, good stewardship of antibiotics when it comes to animal agriculture.
Well, I think NCBA has been engaged in this discussion for many years. We've been engaged with the agencies. We've worked with them to promote responsible antimicrobial use. We as an organization and the beef cattle industry as a whole is very dedicated to responsible use of antimicrobial agents in cattle. We have the Beef Producers Guide for Judicious Use of Antimicrobials that's been out for over 30 years. Our Beef Quality Assurance Program certainly instructs on appropriate use of antimicrobials, appropriate withdrawal times, and we've even recently pulled out all of that antimicrobial material and put it in a special supplement on antimicrobial use for beef cattle producers, so it's within easy reach and easy access. So I think we have been working as an industry for years on this. We realize that antimicrobials are a very important tool to prevent, control, and treat disease in our cattle, and we want to be able to ensure that we can continue to use them. So we certainly are engaged in these conversations. We're engaged in them domestically with the agencies, with USDA, with FDA. We are engaged in surveillance projects on antimicrobial use. We are also engaged at the international level, at the OIE, or the World Organization for Animal Health, to ensure that food safety is also considered and foodborne AMR is also considered in the discussion.
And Dr. Simmons says word is out that there is a five-year plan coming from FDA regarding antimicrobial resistance.
The commissioner recently announced that there is a five-year plan to combat AMR within FDA. That includes both the human end and the veterinary end.
Tell our folks what AMR is.
Antimicrobial resistance. Thanks a lot, Ron. We get to this DC jargon and we begin to speak our own language, so thank you so much. But antimicrobial resistance is an issue that is going to be addressed. The Center for Veterinary Medicine at FDA, we spoke to them recently, and they said they expect a specific plan to come out addressing such things as duration of use, addressing such things as reporting of use, addressing over-the-counter antimicrobial agents, probably within the next 1 to 2 months. So we look forward to seeing that. We look forward to working with them on this, because we are certainly wanting to, as I said, preserve these tools for use in animal agriculture. We also want to make sure that it is a One Health approach when we look at this problem, which means that we look at both human use, veterinary use, and environmental impacts, and that we work to have One Health solutions, and that means they are not centered in one of those three sectors, but involve all of them working together.
So is this going to probably be built off of the VFD?
I think the VFD has been a huge move by the Center for Veterinary Medicine to help to ensure responsible use. We certainly supported that with trying to get information and education out to cattlemen and women on this issue. And I think that that was a very good starting point, and I think we will probably build upon that it necessitates.
I violated my own rule there as far as I said VFD. It's Veterinary Feed Directive. What? Give me a grade on that. You know, how do you think that's happened? We've got, what, a year and a half under our belt of actually being implemented. We talked about it for a couple of years before that. What do you think of VFD, the Veterinary Feed Directive?
I think we've really probably exceeded expectations in some areas on that. I think that it's become very evident that our producers have good relationships with their veterinarians, that the veterinarians and the cattlemen are working together to make this work so that we can ensure access to these products to, as I say, prevent, control, and treat infectious diseases in cattle. There have been a few points where we've had to get back with FDA and say we need to work on these things. We have problems here. We have situations, anaplasmosis was one, where we've tried to work through some of the hiccups, as we say, with bringing out any kind of a new regulation. And FDA continues, the Center for Veterinary Medicine continues to be willing to work with producers and work with veterinarians to make this work for the accessibility of these products.
Chief Veterinary Officer of NCBA, Dr. Kathy Simmons. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyards, Saturday, September 22nd at noon. The sale features 750 head of bred heifers, cows, pairs, and bulls, including 30 Angus influence first calf heifer pairs, 18 Brahma influence first calf heifer pairs, and many more. New buyers must register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at McAllisterStockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.